Hi, I'm Brian Buchalter, NCSM's Director of Professional Learning, and welcome to Learning with Leaders. We're all math people. Thank you for joining me and my co-host, NCSM President Katie Arrington, as we talk with bold leaders and influencers about their math journeys and contributions. Today, we will hear from our special guest about their inspiration, perceptions, and insights about instructional decisions that make mathematics welcoming and engaging to a broad audience. Listen and learn about how beliefs, practices, and policies must continue to advance to ensure that each and every person sees themselves as a capable and powerful mathematical thinker.
Hello, listeners. I'm Katie Arrington. Welcome to the NCSM podcast, Learning with Leaders. This episode marks the podcast's 99th episode. So as we prepare to celebrate this new milestone, Brian and I wanted to use this episode to share some new happenings and exciting updates about NCSM. During this episode, we're excited to share about our new initiatives, a new governance committee that will help us all to focus on DEI, updates about the new NCSM Fellows Program, and even a new look for NCSM.
Yes, and of course, with all of these updates, we wanted to remind all of you all to make plans to attend this year's 56th annual conference in Chicago, Illinois, September 23rd through the 25th. While we're talking about the conference, I have to share one of my favorite parts of the annual conference actually starts before the conference, and that's having the opportunities to volunteer. Perhaps one of my favorite volunteer roles is to help with Bag Stuffing Day. Now, you may be thinking, what is Bag Stuffing Day? So, in the words of Sophia from Golden Girls, picture it, a room full of people having fun to good grooves and good vibes, all while paying it forward to help prepare the registration bags for the rest of our friends and colleagues for the conference. It's just such a fun moment where we get together and we get to help prepare the materials. But more than anything, I know, Katie, I think you'll agree with me, it's really a time to bond with each other, you know, and to see each other, some of us for the first time since last year, and just to serve our organization in that role. So we love having new volunteers as well as seeing some familiar faces in that moment in bag stuffing before the conference actually starts. If bag stuffing isn't your thing, you can also volunteer in other areas such as registration or guiding traffic in the hallways. Trust me, if you are willing to volunteer, we will find something for you to do, for you to help with. We appreciate all of the volunteers who give of their time to make this conference happen. So if you're interested in volunteering at this year's annual conference, please go to our conference page, click on registration and scroll to the bottom where you'll find a link, or check out the NCSM Facebook and Instagram pages where you can find more information and the volunteer form there as well.
I tell you, so I second the bag stuffing. I know we throw a great reception at NCSM, but the biggest part is right. Bag stuffing. Right. It's so much fun. If you're around on Sunday, come hang out and help us fill those bags for all of our wonderful attendees. But I also have to tell you a quick story. We used to have a bookstore. We don't have a whole bookstore anymore. But I volunteered in the bookstore before I was on the board. And I volunteered with this other math leader who was so wonderful. And it was great to meet her and get to talk to her. But she was just so thrilled because she had met like three of her math education celebrity crushes working at the bookstore. And she was like, I'm going to tell everyone I know to come work at the bookstore. So you'll get to meet great people. It's a great way to kind of network and just feel a part of our community as well as giving back. And we appreciate everyone who volunteers.
Absolutely. So hats off again to all of our volunteers. We thank you so much for your service and for making this conference happen. So, all right, Katie, at the top of our episode, you mentioned there are some new initiatives in NCSM. So if you don't mind taking a minute, we would love to hear about them.
I would love to tell you about it, Brian, and tell everybody out there. So part of this is we just want to share how NCSM works. Our members are all leaders, and that's a really special thing about our organization. And we encourage everybody to get more involved, to come help us. We have lots of different volunteer opportunities from small to big and everything in between. So part of this episode is really sending an invitation to those of you who are out there listening to think about how you might want to get involved, and just to know a little bit more about the structure of NCSM and how the organization works. And hopefully you might be interested in getting a little more involved now or later. So NCSM has a board of directors, and our board is big. It's huge compared to most organizations. And that's because we include our elected members, like our regional directors and our vice presidents and presidents. That's what typically makes up a board, but we have a lot of stuff going on at NCSM. And so we need a lot of people who are going to spend a good part of their time volunteering towards leading some sort of work for NCSM. So we have 34 people, I think is the number on our board. If you've been on the board for other organizations, you're probably thinking, holy moly. But we appreciate having lots of different perspectives and bringing lots of different folks in to really help us run this organization efficiently and effectively for the many leaders who are out there. So in our structure, we have kind of two types of teams of folks working on the board. And every board member works on one governance committee and one initiative team. So our governance teams are really those ongoing pieces of work that we need in our organization to do our work well. Initiatives help us to focus on what's important right now. It may be different from what we did last year. It may not stick around till next year, but right now it feels like an important piece of our work because of the context in the moment. We find out what our initiative should be by talking to our members, by doing membership surveys, and really finding out what's important to them. So our membership survey really helps us to focus on what these initiatives are. So our three initiatives. The first one is around professional learning and resource development. And a big job that this team has in the next year and a half is to develop a learning management system, make it accessible to our members, and fill it with all kinds of things that you guys are asking for. So we might have the key speakers from conferences, or we might have online virtual sessions that you can do on your time when it's convenient for you to learn and grow. You might be able to do it with a partner. So this learning management system, I think, is going to be a great asset for our members. We're also going to be working on some high quality instructional materials, adoption, selection process kinds of supports for leaders, because we know that's a big thing that you guys are dealing with. But we want to build it into also supporting you in implementation of those high-quality instructional materials. As leaders, we know that's a huge job to think about how to do that. And so we want to provide some support for you. Another example of things that we've heard from our membership that people want guidance on is artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. AI, the big keyword right now. So we're putting together a subgroup of this professional learning and resource development group that's going to work on some guidance specifically for math ed leaders around artificial intelligence and how we can and should be using it, and maybe what's not advisable. So those are all things that came from our membership, and we're really excited to provide some of those things for you guys and work on that for the next couple of years. Our second initiative is called Creating Connections. And it's really about connecting with other organizations whose members have influence on what happens in math education, but maybe they aren't math leaders, right? Maybe they don't see themselves as math leaders. Think about your principals. your superintendents, your school boards, all of those folks. We also may want to connect better with groups we're already connected with, but haven't had a direct connection with, like TOTOS and BBA, who are great partners, and we have aligned missions, but we haven't worked to think about how we support each other and amplify each other's messages. Yes. In specific ways. So building those connections, that's our second initiative. And our third initiative, our board feels like it's time to really get serious about finding out how well we're doing in our work. We know we can always get better. And so we want to really work on internal processes for understanding what we're doing well, what we can improve on, what we can stop doing, and what we should start doing. What we should start doing that we're not already doing. So this continuous improvement initiative is really about looking internally and thinking about how do we know what's serving our members well and what's not, and putting more processes in place to find out so that we can make better decisions. Now, what you didn't hear in that list of initiatives is anything specifically about equity, diversity, inclusion, social justice, but that does not mean it's not here. So this year, we've actually added another governance committee. Remember, we talked about governance committees are ongoing, always a part of the work, foundational, really make sure that we're doing the work the way we should. So we created a new governance committee about diversity, equity, and inclusion. For the last few years, we've had initiatives about that, which meant it was our focus for right now, but may not be for long. And that didn't feel right. It feels like it's at a point where it needs to be an ongoing part. It's a piece of what everyone on the board and in our organization thinks about in all of our work. So we're really excited about that change in structure. We think it will serve us well.
Oh, wow. I'm excited. Listen, these new initiatives, professional learning, resource development, creating connections, continuous improvement, all grounded in our beliefs about equity and diversity, really sounds like we are taking on the mission of meeting the needs of our membership. I applaud you, Katie, Madam President, and the fellow board of directors for really taking the time to listen. Whether it's through surveys or even casual conversations with members of NCSM, you all really take the time to listen to what is it that our membership needs? What's the support? What's the missing pieces that are really needed to support the day in and day out work that we're doing? So Major Maracas.
Maracas.
To the current board of directors, past presidents, current president, I think you guys are doing a fantastic job at really keeping your ear to the needs of the people, so to say. With that in mind, I want to rewind just a little bit, if you don't mind, Katie. We jumping in here. You mentioned the exciting work happening in the Professional Learning and Resource Development Initiative. And one of the programs within that initiative that is really growing, I mean, it's garnering a lot of attention and is quickly growing, is our NCSM Fellows Program. When I think back to the mission of NCSM to equip and empower a diverse education community, you know, part of that diversity also includes varying years of experience and expertise. And I think this Fellows Program is such a unique opportunity for emerging leaders to develop networks and communication opportunities and to explore tools and problem solve the needs of their home system. So I just wanted to shout out again our NCSM Fellows Program. We've been privileged to have the fellows and some of the mentors as guests on a previous podcast episode, and you've gotten to hear from them firsthand about the impact of being able to be a part of a mentorship program and build these close connections with experienced math ed leaders. And so we're just excited about the opportunities that are happening through the Fellows Program. With that said, this year was actually the pilot year for the Fellows Program, and we're excited to announce that it's continuing. It is now a thing, so to say. Where are those maracas?
I was going to say, that deserves some maracas.
That's maraca worthy, right? So we're excited. Although the deadline has passed to apply to be a fellow or mentor for the 2024-2025 cohort, if you're interested in becoming a fellow or in serving as a mentor for a fellow, you can definitely find more information on the Fellows Program on our website at mathedleadership.org. In addition to that, here's the first time I think that we're sharing this information. You can also hear firsthand from some of this year's cohort's fellows and mentors at a special session at this year's annual conference. So definitely make plans to attend the annual conference. Check out the conference program online. We're excited to have the fellows and the mentors share about some of their experiences through our new fellows program.
Brian, this mentor program, I feel like the fellows program with the mentors and the mentees turned out so great this year. Both the mentors and the mentees felt like they got a ton out of it, and we're so excited that it's growing this year. I want to send a big shout out to those of you who have worked on it. Mona was there at the beginning, and Brian and Judy and all of the mentors and mentees. You guys made it a spectacular experience this first year, and we're going to try and recreate that over this next year with even more mentor mentee pairs. So
absolutely. Gwen, Jacob, Astrid, Becky, Latrinda, just Paul, all the hands there. There have been so many hands, but more importantly, hearts that have really been a part of this effort. Thank you guys again for listening to our membership. There was a need for relationships to be built between our experienced leaders and our emerging leaders. And so we're just happy that we can support this moment.
Awesome. So proud to be part of an organization that's really helping to build leaders and helping them to see the leader in themselves. It's so exciting.
Yes.
Just gives me the goosies, as Cinderella Pants would say. All right. Well, so we thank our listeners for being here and listening to these exciting new happenings at NCSM. The last thing that I will give you a little preview for is that we are working on a new look for NCSM. Woo! Yeah, it's exciting. Our communications and marketing team has been hard at work to refresh the look and feel for NCSM. We've been using the following feelings as descriptions for what we want people to feel when they come to NCSM. We want to evoke a feeling of professionalism, but we want it to be inviting. We want it to be energized. We want to inspire and elevate our leaders. So what's coming? Vibrant new colors, an updated logo.
Ooh.
And you get to see it first if you're in Chicago. So big cliffhanger. Things to look forward to in Chicago. We'll have a session about our initiatives. If you want to hear more about those, if we piqued your interest, come see us at the conference. We've got our fellows program that's growing. If you want to hear more about that and hear from our participants of the fellows program, come see that at the conference. And then be on the lookout for the updated logo in your swag bag, and a little bit more at the conference. We'll tell you more about it. So hopefully we have, if you weren't signed up for Chicago before, hopefully we have gotten you to think about it.
Yes.
You won't regret it.
See you in Chicago.
And don't forget about bag stuffing.
Right.
Come on Sunday so you can participate in bag stuffing. So thank you so much for joining us for this special episode. We are super excited about the upcoming conference. There's lots to see and do in addition to what we've already talked about, but so excited about these sessions that we're offering. Check out our social media. There's the links to volunteer on social media as well as on our website. If you look at the registration page for the conference and scroll all the way down to the bottom, You'll find the volunteer registration form, so make sure you're getting to that. Early bird registration ends on July 15th. So if you're listening to this when it drops on the 11th, go get registered if you're not already.
Yes.
Thanks you guys so much for being here. We hope to see you in Chicago.
See you next time.
We hope that you have been inspired by this bold mathematics leadership conversation and will tune into our podcast series each month. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. You can learn more about NCSM, Leadership in Mathematics Education, and our upcoming professional learning events on the NCSM website, mathedleadership.org. You can also follow NCSM on Twitter at mathedleaders and using the hashtag NCSMBold. Until next time.